It's time to find out what's up for the weekend. Brought to you by Waterfront Market, your local market at 401 North Washington Street in Green Bay in the City Deck Landing Building. And now, here's Christy Barlamont and from the glam band, Dennis Peters.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here in a Friday morning. Hour number three, man. We've had some great guests so far today, haven't we?
No, it's been a great
Thanks,
show.
Thanks, Coach Borseth and Mark Hewson and Tanner Bordellini and the entire gang. We've had a great time, and I think this group is up for the challenge to keep it rocking. Dennis from the Glam Band and Christy, what is going on this weekend?
We will try. Good morning, guys.
How's it going, eh?
How's it going?
Poser?
Take off, eh?
Yeah, let's have some back bacon and some Labatt.
Like John said, what's going on this weekend?
Jim's like, all right, that's enough. Let's go.
Sorry about that, Mr. Mayor.
Sorry, Dad.
So tonight, our friends over at the Epic Event Center, Tesla is playing. Do you know who Tesla is, Jim?
I do not.
I will tell you something. I stood in line with Mark Scogan to get Tesla's autographs in a meet and greet one time down at Rock USA.
You did.
Mark's a big fan of Tesla.
I love it.
Yes.
Well, same.
Mark was actually wearing a Tesla t-shirt, I believe.
Nice. I love it. Yeah. I love it. Yeah, they're an American rock band who rose to fame during the big hair metal boom of the 80s. And that reminds us of our dear friend sitting right next to me.
Those big hair guys, they're has-beens. They'll never, nobody's ever going
to
like them anymore. They had their time.
So that is tonight at Epic, and the tickets are $45 to $85, and the show starts at 7:30. Another event, Jim, that you'll love, Deuce's Wild Dueling Pianos, presented by the Meyer Theater.
Right.
That is tomorrow, Saturday, March 9th. If you'd like more information, you can call 800-895-0071. Tickets range from $35 to $50.
That is a fun show.
It is.
That's just, you can't stump those guys. They know everything.
Yeah.
It's a great show for families, but, you know, bring your, I mean, parents, whatever. That's a really good show.
And I think they've actually reached out to us, just so you know, they'd like to be part of our third hour here. So,
oh yeah, that'd be fun. Those guys are awesome. Good energy.
Yeah, it's if you haven't seen them, Deuce's Wild Dueling Pianos. It's a clap along, sing along musical comedy show where the audience is always a part of the action.
Yep.
So it does not get much better than that, does it, Dennis?
Can't beat that.
The more interactive, the better, right?
They bring it on. Those guys are awesome.
Eric's in the
Eric.
House.
All right.
Eric Rathsack from Ask Your Mother just walked in.
Your
Highness, and I mean that.
Yes.
And Dennis always calls you a tall drink of water.
Yep.
It's right.
Such a sweet surprise, as they say in that song.
Very tall.
Very tall. Yes. And I can claim I'm the shortest, that's for sure. Another event is Black Hawk, and that is presented by the Meyer Theater. That is tonight, and tickets are $39. If you'd like more information, you can call 800-895-0071. That starts at 7:30.
But wait, okay, I would like more information without calling. What is Black Hawk? Is that music?
Yes,
is that theater?
Sir.
It is?
Three-piece country band.
Oh, really?
So
yeah. Just like that.
For more than 20 years, Black Hawk has shared a unique sense of harmony with their voices, their songs, and their fans. It's a harmony that has sold over 7 million albums, scored some of the most distinctive country radio hits of the 90s, and still draws tens of thousands of fans to their electrifying live performances.
I didn't know they were still around.
They are.
Right?
Wow.
They're here tonight.
Yes.
Two blocks from us.
Absolutely. Awesome. So that'll be a good time.
That will be fun.
And then my number one top favorite just for the mayor, Jim Schmidt, is My Fair Lady. And that is presented at the Widener.
Sing that one again.
Yeah, tonight.
My Fair Lady, presented by the Widener, okay? Tickets can be purchased through TicketStar or at 1-800-895-0071. I feel like I've said a lot
all morning. You know what he's been doing?
What?
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the pain. He's been doing that all morning. All morning.
It's when you go to Disney, it's a small world after all. That just gets in your head and you can't get it out. Right.
Yes.
That's going to be fun.
But let me just say something. Like, okay, this is a bizarre thing. So we went to the games last night and everything. He goes, well, I'm going out again tomorrow night, you know, going to My Fair Lady, okay? So I go to my apartment, and I've had my TV just
this
on one
cool.
channel for about the last 2 weeks.
Sure.
It's Turner Classic Movies. Nice. It's everything. It's 30 days of Best Pictures of the Year, Academy Awarding movies, okay? I turn it on. What is it? My Fair Lady.
Are you serious? Because I never even heard of it.
So I thought, I'm going to watch this. It was Picture of the Year 1964, okay? And So I thought, well, I'm going to watch this. You know, so I could not understand one word they're saying. It's such a Cockney. Is it Cockney?
Well, that's part of the linguistic.
That's what I was going to read. Yeah, so if you don't know what it is, like John and I, from Lincoln Center Theater and director Bartlett Sher comes a sumptuous like a taiga. The scrumptious new production of the most perfect musical of all time. Yeah, it's boasting such classic songs as I Could Have Danced All Night, The Rain in Spain.
There you go.
And Wouldn't It Be Loverly? See, I thought it was Wouldn't It Be Love? No?
He's teaching her.
You think of Stevie Wonder.
Isn't she lovely?
No, it's not it. No.
Isn't she? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Wonderful. Yeah.
There you go, John. Yes. I love it.
It's so, got that swing, man.
It sure does. Man. So yeah,
Sammy Davis Jr. That was good.
It's So, long story short, a professor who is determined to transform her into his idea of a proper lady, which I am not being this morning. So that is
Audrey Hepburn, though, was phenomenal.
The first step is admitted.
Thank you, Eric.
I don't think she's here tonight, but yeah,
she's dead, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
She
was phenomenal. Audrey Hepburn was phenomenal. Well, I think she won it then, but she was also phenomenal in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah.
When she sang Moon River.
Yeah. It's not a Friday morning unless John Minot sings to us. It's not
what movie is this? Moon River. Hey, Doc, how are you? Up to your elbow there?
As sung by Joan Rivers.
Fletch.
Oh, Fletch. Oh,
oh yeah. You heard Fletch?
Yeah, I had that in my head when you were doing that. Maybe I should slow down and say that again. Never mind.
So that's all I got for Green Bay.
Just
a lot of stuff. Great stuff.
Yeah. And I think Green Bay, what I want to say about Green Bay is look at the variety of entertainment we have, right? From the epic to basketball to
Absolutely.
My Fair Lady. I mean, there's no reason to sit home and watch Turner Broadcasting.
Wow.
Burn!
Wow.
Nice.
Get out and enjoy. Plus, there's tons of good restaurants.
And
so.
Jim's
the mayor for nothing, ladies and gentlemen.
Says, somehow, it's a shot to my ribs.
It's a backhanded
slap. No matter what. I
call him nice nasty.
It's your hip.
I have a bet on this. That's what's going to happen with this whole hour eventually. It's just going to be a big mud pit, and it's going to be Mino and the mayor at each other in there.
I think you're correct.
Get in the ring.
Pay-per-view.
Woo! All I know is if Eric's here, I want him on my side.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Because I've been working out.
We can tell.
I haven't known to bite an ankle or two. You just watch out.
Ankle biter Dennis.
Yeah.
Jim's just, so it's funny. Last week we were at an event and a couple weeks ago, and the guy says, hey, I got a picture of you guys. Can I get your autograph on him?
Oh,
we're like,
boy.
What? Huh? It was a picture of those two guys from the Muppets that sit up in the balcony.
I call them the Grumpets. True.
That was, yeah.
These guys are hilarious.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That is priceless. I love it.
The guys up in the balcony, they're always like, those guys weren't half bad. Yeah, they were all bad.
Exactly.
That would be it.
That would be us. Yep.
Right. Love it. Love it. What else we got going on, Dennis?
Well, I was going to say you are, but hey, moving right along. So, as I do my research, which is, what you're supposed to do for an important position like this. Thanks, everybody.
We try.
So I was digging around.
As he Googled it on the way over this morning. But go ahead.
You're not supposed to Google and drive.
Well, that's true. Back in the day, if you Googled, you went to jail.
Absolutely.
Da-da-da. All right, I was digging around, doing where I look. I was looking at visitoshkosh.com events, for the events in the Oshkosh area. It's very well laid out. A website and what have you. And then at the very bottom of the first page there, it says, get your visitor's guide. Click here. So I clicked. Nobody showed up.
What the? Come on. We would have showed up.
I can see it right here. It says, get your visitor's guide.
Yeah.
Still those on camera,
Oh, yeah. Do you believe us?
I kept thinking it's like you rub the lamp, you get a genie. So I was clicking and clicking, rubbing and nothing.
By the way, you know what? I was right about something, Jim, that you scoffed at.
What?
Uh-oh.
That you can check your blood pressure on your phone.
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Yes, you can.
What? I know I can do it for my watch.
You can?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, I believe.
Oh, I've you never believe done you can do it from a watch, but not a phone.
Well, the watch is
isn't it?
No, but what do you?
Yeah,
do you
really
hold,
it is. Yeah.
So, what do you hold your phone to your wrist?
There's like a button you can push. I don't know if you have to get the app. You just push it, and it gives you your blood pressure.
It does. Cool.
Yes, it does.
How does it get the data?
Your pulse.
It's just does it
right?
Huh?
You're from your pulse.
Okay,
right?
I just asked you. Do you have
Dr. Lyerly, are you listening?
Do you hold your hand, your phone to your wrist then?
No, hold your finger onto like the app thing.
It takes it through your finger?
Yes.
Wow.
But Dennis, you
Dennis
have
is
it?
Doing it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's a sinus wow. rhythm, but my sinus does not have a heartbeat.
Eric, do you got it on your phone?
Well, that's
think about it. I'm doing it on my watch right now.
Yeah.
Or on his watch. Look at that.
I have those.
Eric's getting his blood pressure yeah. on his watch.
Is Truth, and he's through, alive, ladies and gentlemen, right here.
Is it going through the roof?
Because you're so excited to be here?
Okay.
Yes, that's why.
Yes. It's not getting an accurate reading because I'm too close to Dennis.
Yeah.
They don't call me sandwich meat for nothing. I'm not sure what that even means. For
hey, by the way, Dennis, I want to talk to you about something that's very noble that you might be doing.
Oh, no. Here it goes. I didn't do it.
He might be doing
it. Driving 1,000 miles to rescue a dog.
Possibly. We'll find out later today.
Oh,
isn't that something?
So sweet.
Jim, you being such a dog lover, isn't that something?
Yeah. I don't. I would fly, but what do you do?
Found out.
Yeah. First class. But
not
more
today.
Money.
It's International Women's Day. And this one time in Mexico, the flight attendants, they said, they're taking the day off. I couldn't get any bleeping coffee.
I don't know if you heard. That's true. That is true.
This morning about that?
Nice.
So, oh, my God.
So how to start a day to like, win friends and female listeners?
Hey-o.
We start off the show.
Right.
Talking about it's International Women's Day.
Celebrating that.
Celebrate what? And he goes, I don't celebrate that. I got a bad feeling about that. I don't like it. I'm like, I'm diving under the desk right now. So I said, why would you not embrace International Women's Day? Because one time we were on vacation in Mexico, and we're coming back, and I wanted coffee.
Well,
and
no,
the
no,
pilot
no,
said,
just
it's
John,
International Women's Day, so the flight attendants get the day off. They're just going to sit there
they
and ride
sat,
along.
Must have been early in the morning.
It was. It was early in the morning. Yeah. John, just you.
I got you. You haven't had your caffeine yet.
No,
I
had, and it was 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, there you
I,
go.
And I just want to say I had upgraded. I was in first class, and they sat down. And they said, in honor of International Women's Day, we are going to not have service today so that people can understand how difficult. And I was not digging that. And my wife said,
why didn't they just have the male ones do it?
That's what Johnny said. They Hello? Weren't on there. And then, like Todd said, did you go and fix it yourself?
Into the galley? Which,
Todd.
I was very close to doing.
Well, what's the point of having first class if you can't get drinks?
That's what I said to her. So I was going to write a letter to get my... It wasn't that much more, but the whole thing... So when I hear International Women's Day, I wish I would think of... I wish I would
a
be happier.
Thing.
Hey, right. Hey, just,
can I'm you, scarred.
Hey, can you ever tell he's no longer running for office?
Correct.
If he was... Oh, my God, this is the greatest day of the year. This is the greatest International Women's Day.
Thank God they sat down and made us all... realize how difficult it is to be a woman. That I said that.
I know how you feel.
If I was running again,
yes,
but I'm not. So now I'm just pissed off because I didn't get my coffee.
Okay, we're going to send her to a quick break here and let the fellers take over. Mind of the Mayor, back after this. Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a Friday morning, 8:20, and a good-looking morning out there. Having a lot of fun. Dennis from the Glam Band, Eric from Ask You Mudda, and we're actually getting, he's going to perform a little bit for us. Is that correct?
Do you have the ability to play a karaoke song?
Yeah, absolutely
we do.
We do.
Eric, we've gone to 3 hours, and our last half hour on Fridays, we're going to feature a star.
Local musicians and
a
stuff.
Local musician, and you are our first. So,
yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm so excited.
We're so happy to have you.
I can tell by your excitement. You look at that face.
We've already done, these boots are made for walking, so that's out. You can't
no,
do that
okay,
one.
We got to ask you guys that. With International Women's Day, Todd has found a lot of great female artists. Who are your favorites? Who do you think are important ones over the years?
My favorite female artist. I always grew up with a Patsy Cline. So that
I
can't beat her voice.
No.
You don't seem that old.
No, but that's...
Which, it doesn't matter.
My grandma loved Patsy Cline, so it's always on at her house. So.
Crazy. I'm crazy.
That was written by Willie Nelson.
So okay. That's true.
That song was written by Willie Nelson.
Was it really?
Yes, it was.
Well, you know, another thing, though, even Kid Rock, in one of his songs, mentions Patsy Cline that he used to listen to.
Also, Kid Rock's drummer used to live in Milwaukee. So.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The lady, the kind of stocky lady?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she lived in Milwaukee for a brief period. I believe she's from Michigan originally, but I know she lived in Milwaukee for a while.
Oh, wow.
Everyone's from Michigan, John.
I know. Hey, we turn them out, man. We turn them out. Pat Cline, greatest voice of all time.
I agree. Back when they didn't, like, oversaturate the recordings
just
and everything.
Pure,
like, it's
right.
Just unbelievable. Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And how about you, Dennis?
Patsy Cline's one of my favorites also. I was going to say Babe Didrikson, but she was an athlete. But Hart.
Babe Dickinson. Hart. How do you know Babe Dickinson Zaharis? How do you know her?
I read.
That's she was like the top female athlete in the world.
In the world.
She was a golfer.
Yeah.
And she could do anything.
And everything else.
Every sport. She was like the most dominant person. Then she died really young.
Yeah. And like Amelia Earhart was one of my favorites. I read up a lot on.
What do you think? Do you think they found her plane?
No. It doesn't even look like it.
Okay.
It does not even look like it.
Okay.
No, not even close.
Okay.
Okay.
Hart.
Hart.
Oh, yeah.
I can
and
see
Wilson.
That. Yeah.
I used to sing this back in the day. Before I grew.
You're insane.
It's not good.
I don't know how you could.
Who else? What are your other great females?
For current artists, I like Pink.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Love Pink.
I'd like to say my mom, she's quite the artist.
Okay, come on. Give me somebody else.
Legitimately, she's an artist. She's awesome.
She's awesome.
I love Whitney Houston.
She makes the greatest quilts in America.
I love Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston had the best national anthem, I think, of all time.
Ever.
Absolutely.
Totally.
She's my number one, Whitney Houston.
I listen to that sometimes just to listen. Yeah.
I was just having an alarm. I was going to invent an alarm. I actually had a Guns N' Roses alarm, but I'll get back to that in a second. But I invented. But I actually was going to invent a Whitney Houston alarm.
Aww.
You know, first thing in the morning. And never mind.
I like that. Was good. Just got to text your Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
She was great.
Back in the day, Stone Pony. You know,
absolutely.
Her voice was just so pure.
She was so cute. Remember when she was like young and just cute and just kind of,
On the Midnight Special she was on back in the day. Oh, yeah.
Jim?
Saturday night on the Midnight Special. You know, I knew her brother.
You did?
Her brother was the police chief of Tucson, Arizona.
Wow.
Because she's from Tucson.
Okay.
And he was the police chief, so I knew her brother. But he would not talk. It was like, don't mention his sister. Don't talk about his sister. Because it's one of those things where everybody would talk, you know, it's like, do not, when you'd go in to interview him or whatever, it's like, don't talk about Linda.
Yeah.
But they were a big family in Tucson.
Talk about one of the most versatile voices, though.
You
can put her in anywhere.
Anywhere.
Sheena Easton I liked a lot, too, believe it or not, as a kid.
Absolutely.
She could belt.
How about Tom Zelaski's girlfriend?
Crystal Gayle.
Yeah, Crystal Gayle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she had a beautiful voice.
She had a great voice.
Yeah, she really
did. Has. Like, she's still around,
she'd make my hazel eyes blue.
Think so. Yeah. I'll bet she'd do more than that.
8:24.
She made Zelaski turn gray.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
In his 20s?
He'll love that.
I love Tom.
John.
Poor Tom just spit up his Wheaties.
With oat milk.
Yeah.
Gotta get that fiber in there.
Todd, how about
you?
Todd, you're the music man. Who's your favorite? Or one of your favorites, I should say.
I mean, Linda Ronstadt probably is my favorite.
Right.
When she rocked out in the early 70s and stuff like that with some of the remakes and that album with her in the roller skates.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, with the knee socks.
Oh, my.
And the tank top.
I got to mention the gals in ABBA.
Mm. Oh, my
word.
I got another one who had a very iconic album cover. Carly Simon.
Mm. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
You're so vain.
Oh, I loved her.
I hate that song because I used to DJ karaoke and everybody ruined it.
Right.
People are want to do.
Today. That's what you
got to
sing.
There you go, Eric. We got your
I probably know it all too.
So. I gotta think,
I
gotta think that anybody that has DJed weddings and things like that, there are certain songs that they just hate. And actually, you know what? I remember telling somebody, I don't know if it was Otis or somebody, where the song that would drive them insane was Friends in Low Places.
Oh, yeah.
Because at every reception, that had to be played.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Four Non Blondes, by the way.
Garth Brooks.
Get me started on that one.
Yeah, Four Non Blondes, what's up? That's the first one.
Yeah, that's the iconic album cover of Carly Simon.
John's
trying
to.
Sorry, hey, no,
the
words.
He's trying to.
I need the words.
Let's just say light a candle.
Let's just say the air conditioner was on when they took that picture. If you know what I mean.
Jeez.
On International Woman's Day.
I know, right?
I know, right?
And I'm the guy that complained about not getting his coffee. You're in more trouble than I am.
Wow.
Tough crowd, I'll tell you.
Hey, did she ever admit who it was written about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it James Taylor?
No.
Whoa. Yes.
Nope. No. I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do it when we go to break. I don't think so.
Well, okay. No, say it. Go ahead.
I'm trying to think. I can't. Oh. But I don't think it's James Taylor. I know it's not.
Well,
James.
What about Alanis Morissette writing about Dave Coulier?
Yeah, that which is a weird one. It's like,
that's
really
French.
Just him?
Yeah.
It's he doesn't seem cool enough to have a song written about him.
Cut it out.
Too much. It's the Canadian thing. You know, they're both.
Oh,
Canada,
that's right. So. They both are, huh?
That's another one of those karaoke songs. Too.
Is it really?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Is that right? But, I mean, the 90s, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing Alanis Morissette. Like, she was everywhere.
And Four Non-Blondes.
Yeah. Yes. If people could see John's face while he's singing that, it's pretty priceless.
And are you thinking of me? Da-rin-da-da. It was a slap to the face.
Oh, Pat Benatar. Pat Benatar was my favorite growing up.
We got to open for it. That was awesome.
Ooh. You did?
Yeah.
Her
and she tricked.
I want to just...
Wait a minute. Say that again.
So we opened for Pat Benatar and Cheap Trick at Catfish Races a couple years ago.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
But we couldn't talk to any of them. No.
Well, you know what, though? Because speaking of that, at Rock USA that time in Oshkosh, Murphy and Katie and I were supposed to intro Cheap Trick.
Yes.
And I think big time story. And they're like, the guy's like, what are you doing here? Well, we're introing. We intro the bands. Oh, no, no. We do not have locals introduce Cheap Trick off the stage. Swear to God. So then they come out with a recording. And now, the greatest rock and roll band of all time, Cheap Trick.
At least out of Rockford, eh?
And there are like 800 people, maybe. The place that holds like 5,000. You know what I mean? But they totally big-timed us, Cheap Trick did.
That's funny. Well,
yeah, for the record here, you guys, she eventually revealed the subject of the song, because that was Billboard number one in 1973, Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty.
I remember that was kind
Tracy
of a big
himself.
Deal.
Well,
yeah, that's
did that.
Right. I'm sorry. Okay. That's right.
I thought it was James Taylor.
No, you're okay. I didn't hear that
I'm
once.
Right. I
usually mention it.
Usually,
I'm right.
Usually about pop music,
he's like, I'm right because I looked it up.
I was quicker Googling. You're messing around trying to get your blood pressure. Yeah. I'm doing important stuff for this show.
I knew.
Yes. What sinus rhythm mean?
Yes. All right, we got to start a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Eric. We're going to hear from Dennis. We're going to hear from Chris. We're going to hear from Jim. We're going to hear from Todd. I'm just going to sit back and listen. Back after this.
Great half hour coming up. Like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot. You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a great Friday morning. We got some very, very special guests in the house. And it's every Friday now that we went to 3 hours. We really want to devote this last half hour to local musicians and the whole music scene and things like that, because there is so much to talk about. And we don't have anybody better in the world than Dennis from the Glam Band joining us with his very special guest. And these guys can just talk the biz. Dennis?
I know this guy.
I know him.
This is fantastic. Well, that's a lot of you just heaped on me, brother. I feel the pressure. There's a monkey on my back right now. Do you see it?
I see it.
Okay.
I see it.
Take it off. Take that thing off. Thank you.
Got it.
So, yeah, Eric and I, we go back a long ways.
By the way, did you ever see that lady whose pet chimp, like, ate her face?
I did see that on YouTube.
Did you see that?
It's horrible. You don't want a
pet chimp. Her pet chimp ate her face.
In New York?
Don't look it up.
I don't want a pet chimp anymore.
I'm not making fun of her, but they're vicious. Chimps are vicious.
Horrible. She had that coming.
That's true.
Everybody told her, and she took it. And that chimp got jealous. It's an animal, right?
Well, you know what? I'll talk about this, Jim. When Milton does that to you, I'll say, well, Jim had
that will never happen.
It could.
Never. Anyway.
Milton would lick his face off.
He'd lick his face off.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dennis. Didn't mean to interrupt. Introduce your special guest and have some fun.
One more name, Donna Summer. Moving right along.
Oh, yeah.
A good one.
Oh, yeah.
Loved her. Oh, can I throw out one more?
Sure.
Lola Falana.
Ooh. Yeah. Leslie Uggams.
Hey.
Yeah, okay, Jim. Thanks. Hey, can you turn his mic down for a second?
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan. Minnie Riperton.
La 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 la.
Oh God.
La, la,
get me started.
All right, we've got two male performers in the studio, and
thanks for
guys,
noticing.
Just where are you guys playing? Tell us that, and then let's get
we're
into your music.
We're both off this weekend.
We're both off this weekend.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Both relaxed.
There's plenty to do this weekend.
There is. There's a lot going. Lot going on.
Okay.
Lots of things happening this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So Eric, you know, he's known as, a lot of people know him as Stretch. And I'm not really quite sure why.
It's because I'm 6'5", I think.
Wow. But, and full of muscles.
full of more muscles, because I did a weight loss challenge. So I lost a lot of fat in that weight loss challenge.
Oh, fantastic.
It's almost like 30 pounds, like 27 pounds.
How did you do it?
It's carb cycling. It's horrible. It's eating nothing good for like 8 weeks, and then
while cycling, sick to your stomach?
No, not really. Okay. It's just your stomach gets used to it.
Keto flu or something? At
no, time? It gets used to it. Like what happens is like you just don't eat as much, and then you don't feel like you need to eat as much. But you eat like 5 times a day, but it's all like smaller stuff.
Sure. Okay, came in with like a jug of is it water? That's just water. All right, go ahead.
That's his thing, man. Yes. Gotta stay hydrated.
Well, part of it is I have I'm a couple years cancer free. Good for that. Yay. But part of the radiation was like right on my neck, so that like dried out my basically my saliva glands are all screwed up from it. So I carry this giant jug of water just stay hydrated.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. A singer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. A real good spot for cancer is in the throat. So, you know.
Yeah, right.
Might need that.
Right. No, but it's all right. Everything's good. So they got rid of it. Doctors did a great job. So
good for you.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So we go like a long ways. And so
like back when you were with Sonic Circus, I was following glam band from the beginning.
Sure.
I remember back when you guys had like Bussy in the beginning. And
you bet.
I mean, he still plays with you guys, but But yeah, I remember you with Sonic Circus and all that. I always looked up Dennis. I always thought he was a great front man.
How can you do that? That's not physically possible.
Still is.
Dude, I'm 5'10 on a good hair day. Come on now. And I don't have much to speak of anymore.
Right.
Must have been something I
ate. Did you guys play together?
We have. We've played shows together. The time we played together was the Vic Ferrari camping incident a couple
years
back.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun. And Glam Band always drags me on stage for at least one song if I'm at the show. So.
Nice.
They make me wear a wig, though, which for obvious reasons.
Which is funny because my mic stand does not reach his stratosphere.
Yeah.
It's a good thing it's wireless. Just take it off.
There's that. Yeah. Yeah. So we go back a long ways. And what I'd like to figure out, let the people know a little bit about yourself from your beginnings and who influenced you, what got you into it. Because you have an interesting story. It's not typical.
No, I picked up singing later in life. Like I wasn't really into it in school. I kind of wish I would have. I feel like I missed out on some fun stuff that I could have done back then. I had a lot of friends that were into it, but I kind of I really liked music, liked live music, and I'd go follow local bands and, you know, every once in a while I'd get, you know, do drunk enough karaoke and, you know.
Doesn't everyone.
Right. And then, people are like, wow, you're really good. And I'm like, nah, whatever, you know, just having fun. And then one lady's like, gave me $10 to keep singing. And I'm like, maybe I am okay.
Eric, I want to just, because we always want to encourage the youth.
Yeah.
Why, what was that in high school? How come was it one of those things where you weren't the cool kids?
No, I played basketball and stuff like that. So that took up a lot of time. And it's like, you can only do so much, you know? And basketball was like an everyday thing basically. And there just wasn't enough room to do other stuff as far as like outside. But like I had friends that were in musical theater and stuff like that. And like, we had a really fantastic department when I went to Hortonville of the first show that they did was Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Like that's a big undertaking for a bunch of high school kids, and it was like professional. Like it was really well done.
Maybe they can do both. I mean, I think a school that does both, I think, is Southwest. Mm. They have a lot of athletes that are in musical theater, and they're
could have been my level of laziness too.
All right, wait, go ahead.
So what sparked it? What really sparked it for you to make that
$10?
You know, what jumped it? What made you say,
it's an outlet, you know, and what kind of got me going was I had quit drinking, and so I needed something else, you know, like I needed to fill up the space with something, and I really enjoyed, you know, I enjoyed singing, and that was a healthy outlet, and I would just go out and see bands and sing. And pretty soon, one of my friends in the bands were like, we heard you can sing. I'm like, yeah. Like, why don't you ever sing with us? I'm like, well, I thought it's rude for one. I think you guys are doing a good job.
Right.
My friend Scotty from Naughty Monkey, he's the first one to get me to sing with his band.
Scotty's a great fella.
Great dude.
Scotty Thurwatcher, for those keeping score.
Yes. And so then he let me sing with his band, and then I kind of caught the bug. And the next thing you know, Ask Your Mother was looking for a singer, and Scotty knows the guys in Ask Your Mother, and he threw my name in the ring, and ever since then, it's going on 14 years now, and it's something I love doing, and can't believe I get paid to do it. So that's even better.
I just, what you said about, you know, an outlet, you know, you quit drinking, but just as an outlet, but it's also, music is also a great stress reliever.
Oh, absolutely. Like it's just like, I used to work in retail doing jewelry sales, And it was one of those things. I mean, I loved the people I worked with, but it was like the customers would wear on you. And I'd be like, boy, it's been a rough week. Can't wait to take it out on the microphone on Saturday.
Right. Makes you wonder how many bridezillas you would see in a week.
You know, it wasn't too bad there. But
sorry,
it was,
International Women's Day. No, you know,
and it wasn't too bad, but every once in a while.
At least, yeah.
No animals were harmed during this radio show today.
Right. But no, it was just, you know, it was one of those things. Like it was, after a couple of weeks of not playing, I'm like, I get the itch. Like I need to be out there. That's awesome that
mm-hmm. you got made that connection. I mean,
yeah. You know, you're always looking for healthy outlets. And right. that's definitely mine. So
it's fantastic. And one thing I noticed too, is that your voice is very versatile too. You do a lot of different styles. There's not a lot of bands that do what you do, the song list that you do. And I think it's amazing.
Oh, thank you. The way
you tie the songs together with an energetic flair to it. And it's not something you would think of if you're putting together a set list for you know, to go out and see a band play. It's not what you would think. So it's such a treat to watch you guys do what you do.
I mean,
I know the guys, all of them, and they're just also wonderful people. People first, you know, good people first.
Absolutely. And part of it, like our deal was like, you know, you guys nailed the 80s band. Like that is your thing. That is awesome.
We're still looking to stick the landing on the makeup though, to be honest with you.
That's part of the appeal. But it's like our idea was like, hey, let's do everything. Let's not have something that we're like particularly like specializing in. Let's just try to do as much different stuff as we can. Like, you know, one week we're doing Taylor Swift, and then the next week we're doing Run DMC, and then Metallica, and then Johnny Cash. Like it's like, let's just make it as random as possible.
You can't pigeonhole these guys and say, you know, if you want to see a band, you want to see these guys because of the variety that they do.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great for the soul. It's great for the psyche. It's not something you can just, we're just going to go watch an 80s hair band. No, it's not. It's more than that. It's so much more than that. And that's what I think these guys are probably, in my opinion, the most versatile, fun band to watch around.
Well, that's very nice of you to say, Dennis. Just shooting
straight,
man.
Brother.
That's a very nice thing for, I mean,
I would tell like
I'm
walking on the street if you asked.
Yeah,
I would say the same thing.
I mean, that's really cool. Right. Sometimes they're, although I will say this, if you're a musician and you perform, you guys all have a little bit of that same chromosome where you know what you've gone through. You know the pitfalls, you know the problems. You know, maybe somebody at home's mad because you're away all the time. So you guys kind of have a little bit of a brotherhood, don't you?
For sure. And it's like, I'd say 99% of other musicians are cool with each other in the area. Like
it's a small world.
It
man.
Is. And everybody's supportive. And it's like, nobody's out like trying to like outdo the other one or whatever. Everyone just kind of does their thing. And everyone's kind of really appreciative of what everybody does. So.
Okay, but we kind of talked about, that's like the cool thing about musicians. Even when you talked earlier about that Netflix that you were watching, how people really do, you know, everybody got along.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, like I say, it is a small town, literally a small town of musicians, and a lot of bands have interspersed with each other over the years, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right. So.
We're getting ready to go into a break, but I think we'd like to hear a little song. What do you think?
Right. Yeah. You guys want to hear me sing?
Yeah,
I'll
do.
I'll sing one.
Shaka Khan? You got some Shaka Khan?
I can do that.
Little Foo Fighters. Some of my favorites we do in the band, Ask Your Mother. Waited here for you ever long. Tonight I throw myself into out of the red, out of her head she sang. Waste away with me, down with me. Show how you wanted it to be. I'm over my head, out of her head, she sang. And I wonder, when I sing a thought with you, if everything could ever be this real forever. If
anything could ever be this good again. The only thing I'm gonna ask of you, you gotta promise not to stop when I say you win. She sang. Breathe out so I can breathe you in, hold you in. And now I know you've always been out of your head, out of my head. I sang and I wonder, when I sing along with you, if everything could ever be this real forever, if anything could ever be this good again. The only thing I'll ever ask of you, you gotta promise not to stop when I say you will. She sang.
This.
Thank you, guys.
Friday morning. What a great way to end the week, having right. live music with Eric Mask, your mother. Dennis, I got goosebumps.
Oh, yeah. I'm sweating just thinking about it. Not your goosebumps, him singing.
It's, you know what, though? It's something different. I mean, you can go, you know, watch you guys on stage and everything, and you're like these, you know, these untouchable characters. You're these, you know, personas up on stage. To have a normal guy sitting here doing that, you realize the talent that some people have that other people just don't have. That's really cool. No BS.
We're blessed. Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Eric. And Dennis, you were saying you've got more Erics in your queue.
Well, we've got some more people coming in the next few weeks that I'm really excited. And more so than just the music, it's the stories behind the people. That's,
right.
Yeah. That's what we're looking for.
And it's just, there's some stuff that's going to blow your mind, you know, stuff that's war related too.
Wow.
And things of that nature too. That's, I'm really tickled and excited to
compile
that list. I just
you call the shots in this segment, buddy.
Yeah. You're close all the way for us. So many good people in the area, and like I say, good people first is what gets the musicians by, and that's what a lot of it is what keeps it people in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at our age, you know, we've been doing this for a while, you know, if it wasn't for good people, what's the point? You know, what's the point
for
of
sure.
even doing this?
And you know, that comes across on stage too. It really does. Yeah.
I'll talk about the guys in your band if you would.
Oh, man.
Talk about good people.
I am so lucky to have the band that I'm in. We're all like three of the guys are original members. And then Adam's been with us 10 years. So it's like we're all pretty tight knit. We all get along really well. And that comes off on stage definitely and through the performances and everything. You know, I mean, bands will have disagreements just like any group of people will have a disagreement, but we always generally get through it pretty easily and then move on to the next thing. You know, it's never.
You remember why you're there.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, you're there to take.
You know, we're
please
just,
the audience. Right.
Exactly.
Not each other.
Yeah, we have a job to do, but it's a fun job. Yeah. We're lucky we get to do it. And the guys that I'm with are just, like I said, I can't say enough good things about them. They're great musicians, and they're even better people.
Can you introduce them?
So we got on lead guitar one of the founding members, Tim Morey. He's from Wapaka. He lives out that way. And then Kevin Schabel is our bass player. He lives in Neenah. And then he also does a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. He doesn't get enough credit for it all, but he's also our designer of all the logos and everything, too.
He also has a Vidal Sassoon endorsement with his hair.
It's got some nice hair.
Is it real hair?
It's all real hair.
It's really amazing hair.
Kevin and Adam are in a deadlock for, best hair of Ask Your Mother.
I am not in the
contest.
Right.
I have, the second best beard of Ask Your Mother, I think.
Second best beard.
Yeah. Joey, our drummer, Joey Nemeth, he's from Oshkosh, great drummer.
He's filled in for us for a few
times,
too.
Yes, he plays with Glam once in a while.
Boy, that's like a deer. I don't know how he does that, man.
He's so anal, he needs to make sure every little snare hit is perfect.
He hits those fills. He's so particular.
He's got to have it right.
I love that guy.
Go ahead.
And one more. We got Adam Krause. He plays keys and guitar. He lives over in Fox Crossing and another phenomenal musician.
Okay, for those keeping score at home, Fox Crossing used to be Town of Menasha.
Right.
But they, they just, want to put a little flair to it.
Fox Crossing.
So you guys aren't, you're not really in each other's backyard. How often do you guys get together then?
We gig enough where we don't really have to rehearse a lot, which is kind of nice because it takes it down. But whenever we're learning new stuff, we get together until we got it right.
Right. And Dennis, same thing with Glam Band, right? Don't you guys...
We practice with the makeup. We have practice for the makeup, and that takes a lot of our time.
It really
more
takes,
difficult.
The weird
than the
thing
music.
Is, it takes a lot of the ladies' time over in the mall too.
That's
when
true.
You guys sit at their thing.
Talk about bridezillas. But seriously, we don't have much time
to
do that.
Stuff.
We don't have much time
to
rehearse. We put our songs out in sound check.
Yeah.
Thankfully, you guys
are good enough musicians. You can pull it off.
Feathers. But about 80% of the 90% of the time we end up playing that song that night. At least I think 2-3 times maybe at most we weren't able to pull off a song. But a lot of times you have people that travel in the band, and
right.
we don't have an opportunity to practice. So, this is where your vocal range is. You do this part. This is your vocal range. You do this fill in part.
It's cool that you guys can figure
two
that out
guitars,
ahead of time.
Who's doing lead? Who's doing, are they switching off? There's a lot of communication that goes on behind this just to put those songs together. But you were talking about, too, about how sometimes there can be a little bit of struggle sometimes with getting along, but how to put a good show on.
Oh, the other part, we'll have the difference of opinion, what song to learn or whatever.
I was just
going to
say, because the song...
Our musical
list
backgrounds
is so
diverse. Yeah, that's the thing.
That's going to be probably the number
one
thing.
We actually kind of made it a rule at one point. We all vote on it now, so it's 1, 2, 3. 3 if it's really good, 1 if you think it's going to be terrible. So that's what we do. And then once that list comes out, then that's what we go from that list then.
I can see that.
But we used to be you used to be able to have a trump card you could lay down. You'd be like, we're doing this song. I don't care what anybody says. Right. And then you'd have to learn it and not argue about it. And then we'd try it at a show or two. And if it went over, great. If it didn't, we'd dump it. So
what are some of the things just being in a band like that, everybody, I think it's really cool. I don't know about you guys, Eric, if you do this, but Dennis, when you guys will bring up somebody out of the blue to sing and everything like that, that's got to be such an unbelievable experience. Because there's one thing when you're facing the band and then all of a sudden you're up there facing audience. Do those people ever just freeze up?
Can you be more specific, John?
We did a show with Grand Union, our friends in Grand Union, a couple weeks ago. And it was unbelievable. It was nonstop music. They did a set, we did a set, they did a set, and then we did a set with the whole band, both bands together. We did 4 songs together, and we never rehearsed them. We're just we're going to do this. And, that's shout out to them, good musicians they are, and, how good musicians that
likewise.
We've gotten to Ask Your Mother. Yeah. And it went over so well. And we just kept swapping players out. I would go and do a song with them, and then their singer McKenna, she'd come up and do a song with us, and it was seamless. It was just we'd done it for years, and we never practiced it.
That's very cool, that's incredible. And I bet the audience totally got into that.
Well, we played at Tanner's, and we had almost
it was packed,
1,000
right?
people
yeah.
through
it
the door. It was nuts.
I want to say what John's talking about, but
bringing someone from the crowd.
That's
up.
Risky, and it's not always
high risk, high reward.
If it works, but I would say that sometimes the audience that's not why they're there.
Yeah, we didn't come to see this moron sing. Why is he up there? I want to hear Dennis sing.
Get Mido off the stage. Yeah, it's
moron, more off. What's the difference?
But I think it's neat when you. It, it, it's amazing. That's got to be some of that stuff's got to be planted. But sometimes you get these musicians and they bring up unbelievable people.
Almost
like,
never
oh my
planted.
God. Really?
Almost never.
A lot of times, just I'll show up. Glam band will be like, "All right, you're gonna come up and do this song." They don't really give me a choice. They just like, "You're doing this because
it's
fun."
I'm amazed you guys can do it without rehearsals, though. You
right?
just know that so well. It's just what you do, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of your ammo.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
You know the song well enough. If you know your part, you trust the other guys to know theirs.
It's professionalism.
You have to relax into it.
Before we go, I want to get your websites again because you guys are so much fun to watch.
AskYourMotherBand.com. You can find us on Facebook as well. We're on Instagram too.
Where are you guys going to be your next local performance?
Oshkosh, we're doing a show. We're doing a St. Paddy's party down at New Dublin. I think it's
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
We're together in a couple weeks.
Couple weeks. Glam band, us and Glam band at the Epic. That's going to be huge.
We'll talk about that coming up.
Yes. Absolutely. Loved this segment, guys.
Hey, thank you for having
Loved
me.
Loved it. Yeah, thank you
Eric.
So very much.
Thank you,
what
Eric.
A great way to end
you,
a great
thank
week.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Chrissy. Thank you, Todd. Mayor, go take a nap.
Yeah.
Wow. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Somebody get him some coffee, quick. You're a heart.